On April 11, the Regional District of Bulkley-Nechako, RDBN, discussed securing adequate long-term funding for the BC Transit bus service along Highway 16. The board wrote a letter to address the issues to the Minister of Transportation and Infrastructure. The letter stated challenges of the RDBN's limited certainty regarding the province's long-term commitment to the current funding formula and future capital costs. The RDBN also has concerns regarding the efficiency and effectiveness of the existing public transportation services. Currently, the RDBN is taxing at the maximum amount authorized under the RDBN Regional Public Transit and Paratransit Highway 16 service establishment. The RDBN projects that it has adequate reserve funds to continue funding the service as it currently exists until 2027, although the use of these funds will also impact the service's financial viability. At this time, the RDBN does not anticipate being able to enter into an annual operating agreement with BC Transit for the service in 2028. The board asks that the province work with local governments, First Nations, and stakeholders, including the Northern Development Initiative Trust, to rationalize public transportation services in the north and develop a regional transportation service model that better meets the needs of northern BC. This request was made to avoid unnecessary disruptions to services provided in the region. After the discussion, Mark Parker, RDBN chairperson, asked everyone whether they had any further comments or questions about the letter. Seeing none, he carried the motion to send the letter, and the board agreed. BC Farmers Market. The board discussed the BC Farmers Market Economic Impact Study, which assessed the economic impact of farmers markets province-wide. In 2023, the BC Association of Farmers Markets collaborated with Dr. David Connell from the University of Northern British Columbia in a study to assess the economic impact of farmers markets province-wide. It was determined that the trend shows farmers markets throughout BC have continued to grow over the last decade. Three of the seven regional farmers markets, Bulkley Valley, Houston, and Vanderhoof, stepped forward to participate in the 2023 BC Farmers Market Economic Impact Study. Michael Reese Christensen, RDBN Electoral Area B Burns Lake Rural Director, said, "I was blown away by the contribution. It would also be great to hear from Burns Lake Farmers Market, see if I could follow up with it and get some data." Chairperson Parker asked whether new data could be sent from those who didn't participate. "Next time, maybe it is something of interest, and this is how the board really liked, and it helps us support it, and just show them that it's okay to do it," Chairperson Parker said. Clint Lambert, RDBN Electoral Area E Francois, Otsa Lake Director said, "I was going to say the same thing and was extremely surprised that there's that much sold at our farmers market." He hopes to see Burns Lake and Southside's farmers markets on the survey as well. Smithers Councillor Frank Way said, "We're looking to leverage our farmers market and have some downtown activities on a Saturday. There are definitely ways that you can leverage the farmers market for your community as well." At the end of the discussion, Chairperson Parker asked everyone whether they have received the report, and the board agreed. Rural Internet Service Connectivity. The board discussed rural internet service connectivity. Director Reese Christensen reported to board that the need for transparent mapping was required for smaller communities to plan for connectivity projects. He added that one of the cell phone providers is working with Starlink to develop a process whereby cell phone users can actually utilize the Starlink system, which may help with the actual cell phone service. After hearing Director Reese Christensen's report, Chairperson Parker said that there will be startup costs for these projects, and the regional districts need to discuss this further. Therefore, he asked whether everyone agreed with it, and the board agreed.